Welcome to part one of a special Christmas audio extravaganza, Highly Favored. It is a production of 1010 Thrive.
Isaiah 7 verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel."
This prophecy was delivered by the prophet Isaiah during a time of political crisis for the kingdom of Judah. In the 8th century BC, King Ahaz of Judah faced the threat of an invasion by the Syro-Ephraimite coalition, which sought to pressure Judah into joining their alliance against the superpower of the day, Assyria. Ahaz, a king known for his lack of faith in God, was terrified and considered appealing to Assyria for help rather than trusting in divine protection. In response, God sent Isaiah to reassure Ahaz that the coalition would fail. The prophecy of a child called Emmanuel, God with us, served as a sign that God was with his people and would protect them. While the immediate context implies that the prophecy would have been partially fulfilled in Isaiah's time, possibly referring to the birth of a child during that era, such as Isaiah's own son or a royal child, its ultimate fulfillment would come later in Jesus Christ. Over time, as the prophecy was preserved in Jewish tradition, it came to be seen as messianic in nature. The promise of Emmanuel was interpreted by some as pointing to a future, ultimate fulfillment, a divine intervention bringing God's presence in a more profound way. In the years following Isaiah, Jewish interpreters, particularly during periods of suffering or oppression, began to view this and other prophecies by him and others as references to the coming of a Messiah who would bring deliverance and peace. This messianic expectation became increasingly prominent in Jewish thought.
As King David himself sang in the Psalms, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, and that joy will be a king from his line." As Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, prophesied, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey."
After the destruction of Jerusalem and the first temple, the Jewish people, living in captivity in Babylon, looked to prophecies like Isaiah's for hope. Many believed the Messiah would come to restore David's throne and rebuild the nation. The rebuilding of the temple under Zerubbabel sparked messianic hopes, with some viewing Zerubbabel as a potential messianic figure due to his Davidic lineage. During the revolt against Seleucid oppression, the Jewish people saw leaders like Judas Maccabeus as deliverers. Some wondered if these leaders might fulfill messianic prophecies, particularly as they fought to cleanse and rededicate the temple. The Roman conquest of Judea in 63 BC intensified messianic expectations. Under oppressive taxation and the erosion of Jewish sovereignty, the hope for a political Messiah who would overthrow foreign rulers and restore Israel's independence became widespread.
Marching feet on cobblestone, echoing through ancient Rome, shields and swords, a heavy clent, dark clouds over fields so dank. Whispers of a coming birth, tales of hope beneath the earth, oppression tightens every chink, empire's might ensures the reign. But hear the cries of silent night, soldiers clad in armor bright, spears and shields all polished keen, echoes of Rome's might unseen. Stars above in silent dance, mystery every glance, people's hearts weighed down with fear, longing for the dawn to near. Dust and sweat on soldiers' brow, one day ends but when and how. Prophecies of love and light break the chains of endless night. Hear the cries of silent night, soldiers clad in armor bright, spears.
In 37 BC, Herod the Great comes to power. It is facilitated by his close ties to Rome, making him a client king who rules Judea with the backing of foreign occupiers. A non-Jew of Idumean descent, Herod's lineage and loyalty to Rome alienates many devout Jews who question his legitimacy as king. His reign is marked by ruthless political maneuvering, including the elimination of rivals and members of his own family to secure his throne. While ambitious building projects, like the expansion of the Second Temple, aim to win favor with the people, his oppressive taxation and violent suppression of dissent fuels widespread resentment.
It was bad before, but now that Herod sits on the throne, it is far worse.
Do not despair. David, writing in the Psalms, tells us, "The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit."
In the still of the night, when silence falls, he walks among the whispers, hears his people's calls. The weight of their sorrow, the pain in their eyes, in the depth of their hearts, he feels their sighs. From the fields of the weary, to the streets of the lost, every tear that has fallen, every bridge that's been crossed, he gathers their grief like a harvest of rain, with a promise of healing for their deepest of pain. He hears our cries, every whisper plea. In the shadows of night, he brings hope to see. He gathers our tears like stars in the sky, prepares our deliverance, his love will apply.
It is evening time in the sleepy Galilean village of Nazareth. Amidst the quiet, the faint sound of wind can be heard rustling through olive trees, filling the air. In a modest home, Joachim and Anne sit near a flickering oil lamp. The room is simple but warm, with woven mats and earthenware vessels. A scroll of the scriptures lies open, and the couple kneels side by side, their hands clasped as they lift their voices in prayer. They are a humble, devout couple, both from the tribe of Judah. They have been married for more than 10 years, but they are still childless and deeply saddened by this.
In the quiet night they kneel and pray, hope in their hearts though time's slipping away. Whispers to the stars in a sky so wide, faith in their hearts, God by their side. Through years of longing, tears like rain, they feel his presence easing their pain. A promise whispered in their dreams so clear, a child's laughter soft and near. Let our prayers arise like a gentle song, guiding us where we truly belong. In God's embrace we'll find our way, a prayer for tomorrow born today.
Will God grant them their heart's desire? To be continued.